There's a lot of folklore about foxes in Japan, and they are wily critters indeed. And rather than being worshipped at shrines, as some people think, people go to shrines to offer offerings to foxes so that they'll stay away from them and not bother them. In the new year, the foxes take on the stolen forms of pious pilgrims and go to the shrines themselves. This is based on Ando Hiroshige's drawing of this event called Foxfire at the Changing Tree on New Year's Eve, and the poem simply called Foxfire at the Changing Tree. The burning that must have been coming from me. These are lines I am stealing from someone else's poem, just after I've resolved not to lie, not to steal, to live in my evergreen integrity as long as I can manage it. I'm much like these foxes gathered on a night whose stars might be flakes of snow. They have their burning torches to lift and bear down the road, fully camouflaged once they've put on the stolen forms of pious pilgrims. The bare-spreading tree above them is fit for owls to inhabit when a savory hunger makes them take deadly aim on any small rustle in the dry leaves. That's their true nature, however haunting their melancholy cries. But the foxes, for the love of me, and it's exactly that, I can't see why I shouldn't want to touch them, stroke them. I might just rub the ruddy silk of their coats against my cheek. And often have, you tell me bluntly, that friction, however slight, sufficient to make me spit fire, gnash my teeth, and lunge for the soft parts of your body, lifting my chin moments after to say hotly, "I didn't mean to, I didn't see it coming." As if I were the innocent one, blindsided, bloodied.